This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。这档节目帮助广大的英语爱好者们答疑解惑。本期节目的问题来自听众 Ina， 问题由我来代读。你好，请问 exceed、surpass、overtake、beyond 都有超过的意思，它们的区别在哪里呢？谢谢解答。听众 Ina 想知道这四个表示超过的词有哪些不同。首先，我们来对比 exceed 和 surpass， 它们在表示超出预期时，常常可以做近义词互换使用。来听两个例句。
His new album exceeded all my expectations. It was brilliant. The new car we bought has surpassed my expectations.
下面来单看动词 exceed。exceed 的意思其实是超出规定的范围或数量，经常用来谈论负面的情况，比如超速。在下面的两个例句中 ，exceed 不能用 surpass 替换。
You will receive a fine if you exceed the speed limit. Do not exceed the daily recommended dose of the medication.
接着说一说 surpass， 动词 surpass 表示胜过、超越，常用来正面的谈论某个成就或基准得到了提高。比如搭配 surpass oneself 的意思是超越自我，强调比以前做得更好。听两个例句。
The sprinter surpassed all previous records set at the games. The writer really surpassed herself with her new book.
You're listening
to BBC Learning English.
下面我们来讲讲动词 overtake. Overtake 用来描述汽车等交通工具超过同一车道上朝同一方向行驶的车辆，也就是超车。此外，它也用来比喻人或事物的能力或地位超过其他人，跻身前列。比如，当运动员打破了其他人的记录时，就可以用 overtake 来表示超过其他人的成绩。
He was driving so slowly that I overtook his car. I had to overtake the cyclist in front of me to get to work on time.Li Xing found maths confusing at first, but has now overtaken all other students in the class to become the top student. The company has overtaken its rivals and become the number one provider of hair gel in the country.
在问题中提到的词语当中，只有 beyond 可以做介词使用，意思是远过某个地点。Beyond 也可以表示在特定的范围或限制以外。来听两个例句。
You'll find his house beyond that hill. What you did was beyond belief.
总的来讲，动词 exceed 和 surpass 都有超出预期的意思，但 exceed 通常用来谈论超出限制或范围的情况，而 surpass 则常用来谈论比某个基准做得更好。动词 overtake 既可以表示超车，也可以比喻胜过某人或超越竞争对手。Beyond 不能做动词使用，做介词时可以表示比某个地点更远或在范围以外。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk 谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹，下次再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.